big spin trajectories that he can hit on both sides. I think we can expect that. We can expect João Fonseca to use a lot his forehand, trying to make some trouble with it. We can expect a lot of wide serve on the deuce side by Novak Djokovic with a little bit of a slider, trying to go to Fonseca's forehand early in the point. So because he would think that on the return he can miss a bit more. We can expect the heat to play a role in the match. We'll see that it will have an impact on the physical condition on both players, and we can expect a great fight between two great players.
João Fonseca set to serve. For place in the round of 16, this the bottom half of the draw. Sasha Zverev will contest the night session. He is the second seed. Serve out wide from Fonseca. Purple top, white shorts, white baseball cap, white socks and shoes. And the first point goes to Novak Djokovic.
Yeah. Novak that was not afraid of going in the cross-court battle on the forehand.
Dave says, I'm out on a dog walk, leaning towards Lerner Tien and Casper Ruud for the final.
Thank you, Dave.
Dave with Murray the Sheepadoodle. I don't know what that is. In Farmington Hills, Michigan. Do you know what a Sheepadoodle is?
No, because I don't know the races of the dogs, you know, in English. So
you'd know that in French?
Let's see.
Sheepadoodle. What's Sheepadoodle in French?
Sheepadoodle.
15 all.
No. Oh, that's cute.
Is that a sheepadoodle?
Yeah.
Oh, that is cute. What is it in French?
What I would say, no.
A what? Backhand cross court. Stefan said something. Antoine said no.
French.
The spinny backhand sits up and then just leathered that forehand Fonseca, which landed by the clock at the back of the court.
Oh, yeah, it is a caniche. Le caniche.
Caniche?
Yeah.
Right.
Very, very smart dogs.
15:30, an early opening serve down the tee. The backhand from Fonseca. The backhand centre of the court from Djokovic. Backhand to backhand they go. Very deep from Djokovic. A bit short from Fonseca. Redirected onto the sidelines for Novak Djokovic, who has break points.
15:40.
Can tell that Novak Djokovic wants this early break that is, as always, starting super super ready. Doesn't want to take too much to get into a match, Novak.
Fonseca serving towards the presidential tribune in the player boxes. Misses down the tee.
Yeah. 219. First serve barely out, but a second serve to play. Novak standing back.
And Fonseca lifts the forehand into the corner, runs around the backhand, goes inside in. He really had to get around that backhand side.
Fonseca will have to go for this kind of shots today if he wants to make something happening against Novak. Because at 15:40 to be able to hit that inside-in winner on the forehand, it takes courage, and he will have to be brave today.
Another break point to save in the first game of this third round encounter on Philippe Chatrier. Listening to Radio Roland Garros, it's a good serve out wide. Ball sits up high, slammed down with a forehand. He's got a lot of power behind the forehand. Then he goes drop shot. Here comes Djokovic, picks it up. There goes Fonseca. He's missed it. He did everything right until the volley in the court was open. And the first breaker serve goes the way of the 24-time Grand Slam champion.
He did, like you said, Gigi, he did everything perfectly, but he thought that Novak was not able to go to get that drop shot. And Novak did manage to get to that drop shot because he saw that early, even though he was pretty far from the baseline. But I have to say, for 39 years old, he's still pretty quick. I mean, I'm 39 and I'm not that quick, so that's how
but
quick he is.
Were you ever quick?
Never.
Oh.
I'm too big, too tall.
How tall are you?
6'4". 193. Still centimeters.
Djokovic is what,
6'2"? Oh yeah. But he's
quick,
slimmer. Novak Djokovic.
He works a bit more than I do.
Djokovic has a white baseball cap on, facing front, as you would expect in these conditions. It's a hot old day. Serve down the tee, the stretch off the backhand for Fonseca. Mid-court angle found by Djokovic. Squash shot, Fonseca doesn't find the court.
I heard that it did ask to play at that this time of the day and not at night, so that's...
Did you?
Yeah.
I thought he'd asked not to play. Yes, he'd asked not to play, because he couldn't sleep, could he? After his last night match, he couldn't get to sleep, and as this is effectively a day tournament in terms of the finals, he didn't want to play at night. A lot of bouncing of the ball.
Yeah.
Serve down the tee. Forehand crunched into the net. Fonseca, I mean, form-wise, it hasn't really been there. We know the talent and what he can do. Just looking on clay. Monte Carlo did get to the quarterfinals, lost to Zverev. Munich quarterfinals, lost to Ben Shelton. Madrid lost to Hodar. Was courtside for that. It was a cracking match. Three sets, and eventually 6-1 to Hodar in that third. Rome, it's a first round exit to Hamid Medjedovic. And here he's come through against Luka Pavlovic and Dino Prismic. Prismic, who took out Djokovic in his only clay event leading up to Roland Garros. 40 love, points for the consolidation. As Rafa Hodar has a break point early in the second set. And Karolina Muchova is 2 points from going out. I don't really understand that scoreline. We haven't seen that match. Backhand cross court, long. That is a hole to love. So from Novak Djokovic's point of view, a long way to go, Antoine. That is the perfect start.
The exact words I was going to say, to use. Perfect start for the Serbian. Good body language, being very positive, fist bumping to his box. Very happy about the start of this match.
Jill Teichmann was 6-1, 1-5 down against Karolina Muchova. She's now 6-1, 6-5, serving at 30-15 for her place in the fourth round to dispatch and get rid of the 10th seed. And Karen Khachanov, Jesper de Jong, that's just been called to court 40. Fonseca, 15 love.
Mikkelsen did save the break point and now is has a game point on his serve.
Looking for a first Grand Slam fourth round. Xiao Fonseca, drop shot from Djokovic. Oh, he wasn't far from going over.
Oh. 30-0.
Quick return that landed almost on the line. And then he waited at the last moment.
Now our Radio Roland Garros roving reporter, Courtney Nguyen, has given us some meat on the bones of the book of a match. She took a medical timeout for her foot. Up 5-2.
Oh.
All right, Courtney, thank you. Because we haven't seen any of that, so we've just been looking at the scoreline. That's a shame if Muchova, another injury, is hampering her chances. Fonseca, baseball cap on, just looking down, bouncing the ball. Looks across, finally looks up, tosses up that ball, 30-15, deep serve out wide, into his body to dig out a backhand, plays another backhand, but Djokovic is just long and he has game points.
Yeah. First mistake by Novak Djokovic in the beginning of this game. The attempt of a drop shot was not a huge mistake in my opinion, but this one That's the first miss for the Serbian. It's almost like Novak was saying to Fonseca, look, don't get too excited in the beginning of this match, because I don't want you to, you know, to get into your own rhythm. I'm the boss here. I don't want you to.
Not going to let you settle.
Yeah, exactly. To get the crowd going and everything.
And keep the Brazilians quiet.
Yeah, I want to calm you down right from the beginning.
It's working. Still got a game point here to get his first game on the board. 9 minutes played, third round action. Fonseca serves and aces. There we go. There's the crowd noise. It's only going to get louder. It's an ace. And it's his first game on the board.
Yeah.
There's a lot of pressure already, isn't there, on João Fonseca? I think where he comes from, the fan base behind him, he's talked a lot about the fans who, they can be, in the nicest possible way, as helpers, much of a hindrance.
Yeah, you mean the expectation around him? Yeah. And also because of, I think that he's managed by Roger Federer's company, right? That's it, there is all that, and in the mind, the people's mind is just, it's like, okay, if Roger is if his company is managing him, that means that he sees a big future in him. So I think there is all that is going on, and it couldn't be another way, because the guy, of course, he's young, he's still very young, but I mean, he's so promising and he has so many qualities in his game, and he looks like a good guy, like fun to watch, fun to listen to, and everything. So, of course, we want new stars. That's how we live, you know.
Unfortunately, Karolina Muchová is out. Courtney telling us she had that medical timeout at 5-2 and didn't win a game following that medical timeout. So congratulations to Jill Teichmann, 6-1-7-5. That's on court Susan Longland. Rafael Nadal wasn't able to break Alex Nicholson, but he has got the scoreboard lead of 2-1 in the fourth, Mickelson leading by 2-1. Djokovic clears the clay from first the baseline, then his shoes, then he does a practice ball toss to figure out where the sun is. He has the presidential tribune behind him. Fonseca is a long way back. It is 2-1, Djokovic with the break. Fonseca just blows on the fingers of his right hand as he grips the racket, both hands on it. Slight swaying of the upper body from Fonseca, but not much. The red framed racket. Now he's bouncing, the bend in the knee, serve comes deep, and the forehand is thundered back. My word. But it's deflected back by Djokovic. He's pushed Djokovic back. It's Fonseca who's up on the baseline. Fonseca now with the backhand cross court. Great defenses from Djokovic. Goes inside in. Forehand cross court from Fonseca. This is the best point so far in the early stages of this match. Very deep from Djokovic. Mid court ball, drop shot from Djokovic. Here comes Fonseca. Pops it down the line, tries to go cross court. The pickup and the volley from Fonseca. The pickup from Djokovic. Clips top of the net. Over the head from Fonseca, wasn't able to control it.
I wanted to take some time because this match, like you said, is the best one so far.
15-0.
And we see that Novak Djokovic doesn't want to stay too long in the fight on the baseline. He did go for, as soon as he had the opportunity, he did go for the drop shot, and I'm sure that's something that we are going to see today, is that we will see Novak Djokovic trying to make something happening.
Serve out wide, but exactly that. As soon as he went for that drop shot, I thought he doesn't want to be in these baseline rallies time and time again.
30-0.
I think everyone's just too hot to really join in with those chants. Love 2-1. Djokovic winds the clock down to zero. Serves out wide. What a return for Fonseca. Gets a mid-court ball. He's thundering this forehand in. He's inside the baseline. Then he drops it short. He's going to draw Djokovic in as Djokovic nets, looking to come forward off the backhand.
30-15.
I was looking for where Djokovic has sometimes maybe some trouble to go, and that's the situation where he's not, sometimes he's not very comfortable having to go forward on that backhand side and to push himself towards the net, and that's why he missed on that last backhand down the line.
30-15. Fonseca lofts up that ball, sits up by Djokovic to deal with this, and he does so. I know he says he doesn't like an overhead, it's not the best part of his game, but he dealt with that nicely.
He was saying that his fans came up with the Djoko smash for him.
Again, he's just having a look up. Where is that sun? How do I avoid it? Still looking up. There's 6 seconds left on the clock, so there won't be too many bounces of the ball. Game points and nets. Sort of always collapsed into that. Mickelson's still struggling to hold his serve in this fourth set, under pressure again by Hodar. Fonseca sort of slaps that forehand back, drop shot from Djokovic. It wasn't good enough, but Hodar goes back to Djokovic. It's a high ball, and Djokovic successfully lobs the Brazilian, and Djokovic got away with it. And he's looking up to his box as if to say that he can't see with the sun.
Djokovic men 3-0.
He's having trouble with the vision. He's wiping the sweat of his eyes.
Oh dear, if Djokovic is starting to be like this after 16 minutes.
He's being very sensitive with his eyes, because I have to say that I did interview him before the tournament in the Prime studio, and there are a lot of lights, let's be honest. And he did ask for the lights to be down a little bit, so...
Which he can't do here, unfortunately.
No.
Hodar had another opportunity to break Mickelson, this time in the fourth game, but he doesn't get it. Served down the tee from Fonseca, who's having no trouble in the sunlight. Backhand cross-court from Fonseca. Backhand to backhand they go. How long until Djokovic tries to get out of the rally? Well, he doesn't need to, because it's overhit on the forehand by Fonseca, who gestures up to his box, and he's got all the tips of his fingers, a la Rafa Nadal, all taped. Despite the temperatures and the sunshine, not a lot of spare seats, as you'd expect, on Philippe Chatrier. Serve down the tee. The forehand spins back, sits up, brought back and deep from Fonseca. Fonseca with the forehand goes down the other line. Backhand cross court from Djokovic. Stretch on the slide from Fonseca. Djokovic in control at this point. Fonseca's just defending for his life right now. Forehand into the corner, a bit short. Forehand on the angle from Fonseca. Down the line, winner Djokovic.
Well, we had some... question marks about Novak Djokovic's level before the tournament. He's starting to answer all of them.
Mickelson has held his serve once again. It's 2-2, and we await on Susan Longlin, Alina Svitolina, and Tamara Korpach for their match, and that will be followed by Casper Ruud against Tommy Paul. And I think the winner of that place is the winner of this.
We have a packed house on the Court Philippe Chatrier.
Despite the weather.
Yeah.
Braving it. 1-3, love 30, 18 minutes played. Fonseca under some early pressure. Nets the first serve. Ball boy scurries forward, scoots to the back of the court, slides to a stop. Djokovic approaching the baseline now for the second serve. Takes it on the baseline with the backhand through the middle. The forehand pushes Djokovic back. Fonseca lets it go, pumps his fist, wins the point.
that's the kind of tension that Djokovic puts himself in, and in his box he just missed a very hard backhand defense, and he yelled back at his box, and then himself being very mad about that miss.
Onseca takes his time in between each point. He will go to his towel box. He will towel down his hands. He comes in on a serve and volley point. Djokovic goes for the pass and makes it. Wow.
What a start of a match by Novak Djokovic.
15-40.
Is he sending a message right now?
I think it's quite a clear one at that. 19 minutes played, points for a double break and a 4-1 lead in this first set. Fonseca serves down the tee, the backhand down the line, backhand cross court from Fonseca, the stretch from Djokovic. Fonseca takes it, oh, he goes drop shot. Here comes Djokovic, scoops it up into the net. Good change up from Fonseca.
30-40.
Novak Djokovic going for every ball, not looking 39 at all. That's something when Roger was playing at the end, you know, you could tell that sometimes he was picking, you know, he was making choices whether he goes for some balls or not. Novak is not doing these choices, he's just going for all of them.
Break point number two. For a double break, backhand cross court return. Line finds the net off the backhand. Fist bump from Djokovic. And the perfect start just got even better because 20 minutes played, a double break, and a 4-1 lead. And that couldn't be much better.
Yeah.
Rafa Hodar has held serve, but in both of the. So he leads at 3-2, but in both the Mickelson service games, he's had chances to break, so he'll be slightly frustrated because, remember, he's 2-1 down against the American. Hodar being the seeded player at 27, so work to be done. Hashinov de Jong, their warm-up is complete, you'll be glad to know. And they'll be starting very shortly, and Aliena Svitolina will be out on court Susan Longlin in due course.
We have a question by Lizzie. Yesterday, I heard discussions of Novak needing to get through this match before they thought they'd have a really good shot of going all the way. Maybe I was misunderstanding, but I'm curious if you think Fonseca is a significant challenge for Novak. Lizzie in Utah. Well, of course, that Fonseca is, with the level he's playing and being young and physical and this kind of conditions, of course, that Fonseca represents a very, very significant test to see if Novak has a shot to go all the way. And so far, he's showing that we need to count him in.
Djokovic just putting his bag back on the bench, putting a towel over it. Baseball cap back on. Fonseca is having a little chat with his box, sort of saying, well, this is not what we planned.
What should I do?
Yeah, what should I do against a 24-time champion?
Well, sometimes you just have to keep doing what you're doing. Just a matter of time.
Right, Djokovic serving for 5-1 in the first set. People fanning themselves furiously around the stadium because they want to be here, but it is very hot being here. Djokovic serving towards the presidential tribune, serves out wide, forehand is long. Viktor Troitsky, the coach now of Novak Djokovic.
Yeah.
Good friend and now coach. Serve out wide, the backhand spins and plays short ball, drop shot Djokovic. Oh! Just the disguise, the execution, the point.
30-0.
It's all very, very straightforward for Djokovic right now.
He's making the right choices and executing them perfectly.
Serve out wide. He takes Fonseca out of court. But It was so good.
Yeah. I mean, the serve, the wide serve was good, but the return was even better. Very deep with a lot of spin, very heavy ball by Fonseca. And Djokovic couldn't redirect that ball down the line, missed by a lot in the alley.
Fonseca needs to give these Brazilian fans something to start cheering about.
Exactly.
He's got a second serve to look at. Serve down the tee, forehand back through the middle of the court, the backhand swept cross court, the backhand cross court from Fonseca that misses, and he looks up to his box. Now genuine frustration etched across the Brazilian's face. Game points for 5-1. Waits for the ball girl to scoop up the loose ball. Ready with the second serve at game point. Serves down the tee. Backhand through the middle of the court. Djokovic sort of slaps that forehand cross court. Down the line goes Fonseca. Cross court backhand from Djokovic. Cross court netted from Fonseca. 25 minutes played. 5-1 Novak Djokovic.
Yeah. Too solid, the Serbian. His game plan is perfect. Being super solid from his baseline, not backing down too much. Whenever he can, try to find that drop shot. He doesn't want Fonseca to work hard from the baseline, but he wants to move him around. And that's what he's been doing since the beginning of the match. He's being super solid on the return, like the last point. Fonseca went for a wide serve, 184. Djokovic returned deep down the middle and created a miss, love 15.
Let, premier service.
...4:28 in the afternoon, Friday afternoon. Everyone's getting ready for the weekend. I think we're hopefully getting ready for the temperatures to start dropping a little bit. Djokovic up to the baseline, left foot behind the tram lines. Then he's inside the baseline, draws the error, double fault. And I think probably for Fonseca, the best thing would just be to get this set
done. That's what I was about to say.
Reset and start again.
Exactly. Start hard from the beginning of the second set.
Fonseca's won 10 points, Djokovic 23. Just three unforced errors from Djokovic to this point. Djokovic. Service return winner without a blink of an eye. And would you believe, triple set point after 27 minutes to close out a 6-1 first set.
Going for a third break in that set.
That's a second serve. So Djokovic will step in, and he's just moving to the side a little bit, almost totally behind those tram lines now. Then he's inside the baseline, plays the backhand, that's long.
Yeah. Still a couple of set points.
Fonseca, the look across, the reach up. Can he get the first serve? Yes, he can, down the tee. The backhand through the middle of the court. The backhand line from Fonseca. Clips top of net from Djokovic. Forehand spins cross court on the angle. And into the tram lines goes Djokovic.
Hard to gallop.
Did go hard for the winner down the line.
Radio Roland Garros will be with you from 11 local time, broadcasting live from Paris, bringing you ball-by-ball commentary, exclusive interviews, and all the very latest news.
Radio Roland Garros.
Listen again, replay.
Novak standing 2 meters, 3 meters from the baseline on the first serve.
Served down the tee, the forehand through the middle of the court. The forehand whipped into the corner by Fonseca. And he's got it to juice from love 40.
Yeah.
And again, he takes his time. He'll go to the towel box. Towel down his face and his hand. Take the balls from the ball boy. Get up to the baseline with the clock at 14 seconds left. Juice. Ace.
Wow. Fonseca did find an ace wide and super short, very close to the net. Impossible to get that ball. And game point to stay in the first set for João Fonseca.
First serve goes out wide, the stretch off the return, the inside out forehand from second, the forehand wing goes middle of the court, the slice, it drops over from Djokovic, the pick up from Fonseca, cross court and wide.
Yeah. Great execution by Novak. Another beautifully touch drop shot as Rafael Hodar broke.
Yay! It's my dark horse.
In the fourth set, it's a 4-2 now, about to serve. And we might go for long on court, Simon Mathieu.
Yeah, an unhappy Alex Mikkelsen was seeing shots. So we get another ace from Fonseca. Yeah. We get a roar from the Brazilian.
The copy of the previous point. Another ace with a wide, short, wide serve. And another game point coming up. And the Brazilians are starting to, you can hear a little bit rid of them.
Yeah, he's giving them something to cheer about. If he can hold here, misses down the tee, it's game point for his second game of the set.
I think he needs a huge point, you know, like a big rally and or yeah.
Serve cuts out wide, backhand down the line. Djokovic is out of position. It clips top of the tee, but dribbles over. Djokovic pushes it back.
The bounce was a bit off from the serve. Djokovic was able to put the return in down the line, go to the net, and did follow the ball with the eyes and be able to follow that clipped ball right behind the net.
Juice. There was no apology from Djokovic.
No.
Stretch, short ball, Fonseca. Oh my word. That's an example of what João Fonseca can do and the speeds he can generate with that forehand.
Yeah. After a big serve, I think he went for it because he needs to show Novak Djokovic that he's going to fight and he's going to put a lot of effort and a lot of intensity, that is not going to be that easy. Maybe you're up 5-1, but I'm going to fight for everything today.
Yeah,
message sent by Fonseca. Not letting that first set go. Novak Djokovic will have to serve for it.
Fist bump from Fonseca towards his box. Rafa Hodar is trying to consolidate his break for 5-2. They've been on court for 3 hours 22. They look okay. As I say that, Mikkelsen bends double. He looked okay, past tense.
Then he heard you and he said, okay,
I'm just going to bend double. Dearie me. Okay, so he was looking okay.
Yeah, that's true.
But
as Novak Djokovic is putting both eyes back to his face.
Yeah, Djokovic with the drinks. He doesn't want to get into anything drawn out here. Win or lose, he doesn't want to be out here for an extended period of time. Mikkelsen's got a break back point.
Hodar did come to the net, thought that the passing shot was going to come out. He did let go the ball and it landed in.
Oh.
Mikkelsen's forehand clipped the top of the net and was going to go in, but ended up just wide. Back at juice.
So time has been called and no one has stood up yet. genuinely, no one's moved. Here we go.
Both players are going to get warning.
Up, like, Djokovic is flicking all the sweat off his baseball cap before he puts it back on.
Gets a new racket for the ball change as well.
Yeah. Fonseca's in position. Can he close this out? It's been holding very comfortably to this point.
Do you think that because of the heat and the conditions, the umpire is being...
a bit more lenient.
Yeah.
I guess as they both hadn't stood up.
Yeah, that's okay.
I guess that was kind of like where you both sat down. Showing the new ball to Fonseca. A little look up at the sunshine, the presidential box behind the three-time Roland Garros champion. Serve out wide. Forehand spins in. Drops very short. Does it draw Djokovic in? No, he stays back. Then the forehand has popped down the line. Backhand up the line, but wide from Djokovic. And there's a real old full-throttled fist pump with the racket from Fonseca to his box. And Djokovic would have seen that because Djokovic was standing beneath the box.
Yeah. And he did look towards Joao Fonseca. He did see the reaction, so... For the interest of the first set, I would be happy that to see Fonseca break here. I have to admit.
Serve out wide. The backhand is lofted up. Djokovic takes it out the air. Fonseca surely goes down the line. Yes, he does. Forehand snap cross court. The line is free. The drop shot is there. Djokovic races towards it. Slides it back down the line and misses. He's looking at the Fonseca line, but that was good. And it is love 30, the first treble on the Djokovic serve.
Yeah.
The Alcons.
Djokovic taking some time to go to his towel. The clock has been turned on. And Djokovic is talking to Damien de Musois. He's not happy about the fact that the clock has been started. So Damien de Musois stopped it at 15 seconds. Don't know what's going on there.
5-2, love 30s. What's going on with the scoreboard as Hodder holds for 5-2 in the fourth against Mikkelsen. Djokovic serves out wide. Fonseca's a long way back. He's got a scamper four. Yeah. He's not going to get there.
Fonseca standing a bit too far. Starting position on the return. Maybe he can come a little bit closer. We know the quality of serve Novak Djokovic, and we don't. And I think that we do not talk about it enough. Because we talk about the great backhand, great forehand, the way he runs around, but he has quality of placement of his serve. It's just amazing.
Djokovic gets a mid-court ball. Fonseca reads it and pushes Djokovic back with a forehand. And the backhand down the line. It's a good old ball on the backhand. And the backhand cross-court from Fonseca. Fonseca could unleash the forehand, but he frames it. Frames the forehand, and it's 30-all.
Opportunity missed for Fonseca here.
And I think Alex Mikkelsen's got the trainer out. He's leaning forward. They're rubbing his
lower back. Yeah, where he had the tape, you know, you remember? We talked about it earlier. The not helpful tape.
So Mikkelsen's just leaning forward drinking. They're doing as much as they can on the lower back.
Djokovic 2 points away from the first set.
Serve out wide. Oh, that was a deep serve.
Yeah.
Lofted up ball, sits up high, brought down cross court on the angle. The forehand, bit of height on these balls at the moment from Fonseca, and it draws the error.
Yeah. Novak Djokovic didn't quite commit to that last backhand. He wanted to go for the high backhand, but he didn't accelerate at the moment of hitting the ball, and we have a break point for Fonseca. That could get the crowd going. If the young Brazilian manages to win it.
And an official medical timeout for Alex Mikkelsen, who is 2-5 down in the fourth set, but leading Rafa Hodor by 2-1. Djokovic, 30-40, ready with the first serve, gets it. Backhand is spun into me, very deep on the backhand. It's a shorter ball. Fonseca unleashes with his forehand down the line from Djokovic. Squash shot from Fonseca, who's down. It's Djokovic who's in the ascendancy now. He's pushed back. He goes down the line. Fonseca's there with his backhand, pushes it cross court. It's leveled up this point, and he's long. And there's a roar for Joao Fonseca, and now we have a match on our hands. Brazilian fans on their feet. Djokovic still has the lead, but Fonseca has well and truly settled into this contest. It is 5-3 Djokovic.
Here they are. All right, let's have a fight.
Well, João Fonseca just letting Novak Djokovic know he's not going to have it all his own way. Treatment continuing on the lower back of Alex Mikkelsen. He's leaning forward in his chair. Fonseca, can he back up the break? Misses the first serve, looking to go down the tee. Second serve goes centre of the box. The forehand is slapped out by Djokovic. Very deep from Fonseca. Nothing Djokovic could do about that as Djokovic stares accusingly down at the baseline. Three, five, 15 love, 39 minutes played. Serve down the tee, that is 30 love.
Yeah. That is a super fast serve, only 167 down the tee, but with a lot of spin in it. To throw Djokovic's rhythm on the return off a little bit, and it did.
And again, Fonseca will make him wait. He'll use his 25 seconds. Yeah. He'll go to the towel, he'll gather the balls, he'll do his thing. Djokovic has been there for a while, standing up straight now. He'll bend the knees. Slight swaying of the top half. Fonseca serves out. What good serving. Wow, he's finding the rhythm on the serve.
40-0.
If he can hold here, there'll be another almighty roar from the Châtrier crowd. Mickelson's back on his feet. He'll be serving to stay in the set. Fonseca misses down the tee. Two ball boys nearly collide. Second serve. Djokovic snaps this back early. The half volley from the baseline netted by Fonseca.
Down the gas.
Fonseca bouncing the ball with the frame of the racket. Then he looks across, puffs out his cheeks, bounces the ball with the left hand. Djokovic standing away back, wide stance, quite upright. Djokovic will... Oh, he's going to move even further back. He's letting Fonseca know he's going even further back now. He had been standing up and in on the second serve. He goes back, plays the forehand down the line. The forehand inside in from Fonseca. Fonseca with his forehand down the other wing. The stretch from Djokovic. And there is the point. And there is the game. And there is that raised fist pump from João Fonseca. Because a set that we thought was done and dusted is still ongoing. Djokovic very shortly for a second time will serve for the set. But this time at 5-4.
With a lot more tension in the coming up game. And I have to say that the level of Fonseca has risen up. He's playing with less mistakes, with still a lot of intensity in it. And... you can tell that Novak Djokovic has a bit of a trouble to handle this intensity, but he will be in charge of the next game, starting with the serve.
Again, he's got those ice bags on either side of his face, on his cheeks. Sort of
the shot is
circular
great.
Motion. Try and cool himself down. Mikkelsen's back on his feet, 2-5, 30-15 against Rafa Hodar. I love that he calls time and no one moves.
Yeah.
And they're even putting the umbrellas back up.
Yeah, and Novak is not happy about...
genuinely, no one's... Oh, here we go.
Yeah. Damien Dumuzois said time. And
about a minute ago.
That's why the ball girl, she did fold the umbrella, but Novak said no. Still, since I didn't, stand up...
And they just, and then Fonseca
did not fold it.
It's like, who's going to stand up first? Fonseca cracked.
It's kind of, they have like an agreement. Let's take a little bit both.
It's not
going to
have a go
off
for both sat.
Yeah.
Eventually, Fonseca thought, well, hang on a second. I've got the momentum. I'm the youngest and I've got the momentum here. Right. Djokovic, though, has the break, serving at 5-4 for the first set after 43 minutes of play as Rafa Hodder.
Most interesting game coming up.
Absolutely, as Rafa Hodder serves to take them into a deciding set after 3.5 hours. Stretch on the backhand from Fonseca. Ball drifts long. Djokovic, 3 points away.
Great first serve down the middle, 199. With the Djokovic depth and precision, always close to the lines.
15 love, 5-4.
Bounces.
He can go for it before the second serve because no shot clock. Fonseca's sort of creeping in slightly but still standing away back.
Yeah, like 3 meters away from the baseline. It's a lot.
And he shuffles to take up the forehand and slap the forehand back, and he knows he got it horribly wrong.
Yeah. That's where improvements can be made. Such important point. You're far back, you're standing there because you do not want to take a risk for being surprised by the bounce, and you make a big miss like this.
Five, four, 30 love. 2 points needed for the set. Djokovic serves out wide. Forehands in play. Fonseca's a long way back. He slides to the backhand. The volley from Djokovic, beautiful. A beautiful point to bring up set points.
Djokovic being so smart about it.
40-0.
But we know that already.
Set points on Philippe Chatrier. And set points on court Simone Mathieu. Djokovic serves down the tee, forehands in play. Djokovic into the backhand wing of Fonseca, back into the backhand wing. Fonseca back, double-handed backhand, drop shot from Djokovic. Oh, it's a beauty! What a way to win the point and close out the set. 46 minutes played. Novak Djokovic takes the first set against João Fonseca by 6-4. And if we dip over quickly to court Simone Mathieu, we've got a second set point for Rafa Hodder to take them into a decider. How about that for timing?
How about perfect timing again? Hodder going two sets all against Mikkelsen. Trying to get the crowd going, coming out the court again to... Is he going to change his kit as he did it?
No, I think he's just taking his bottles, his three bottles. Each time he takes... He normally gives one to his dad.
Yeah.
Can you give one to his dad? Let's see, he's holding one up. I feel like one's going to dad. There we go. Oh, your dad wants another one, and he said no.
Oh, so he wanted a...
He's taken two. Dad's got one. So that's going the distance. That very exciting, that final set, 3 hours 37.
Ines Vitolina is up 2-0. Of course, Suzanne Lenglet.
Good quick start. So, Antoine, your words of advice to João Fonseca after what you saw in the first set would be what?
That he should. I love the reaction that he had from 5-1 to 5-4, where he put a little bit more into his shots. You could feel that it was heavier, then it was even more it was safer as well, you know, like the targets that he was trying to hit were safer. He was playing a bit less closer than to the line, so that would I would suggest that, because he's been missing a bit too much. So I would tell him to go for the physical fight. Try to go into the physical fight. But that's something that Novak Djokovic is being super smart about, is that he's not giving the occasion of the fight. Every time he has the occasion, he wants to hit a drop shot or go for the winner or come to the net, or as he did in the last game. So that's a very tough there's a very tough adjustment to make for João Fonseca, but he has the solution in his game, definitely. He needs to be a bit more consistent and solid. Once again, too many mistakes in this first set.
Alex Mikkelsen just had the trainer out again, having a little conversation with court supervisor and trainer. Hodar still in the bathroom. Mm. And time was called, and they pretty much got up at the right time, I'd say. These two. Djokovic just doing some front leg kicks and then loosening up the right arm.
Deuxième manche.
Stretching the hamstring a little bit.
Au service, Fonseca.
Bouncing around as if to say, I'm ready, let's do this. Ace from João Fonseca. Very important, this first game, the second set for the Brazilian. Can he establish himself, get the scoreboard lead, get the hold? He's got the presidential tribune behind him, served down the tee, forehand flies long. Rafa Hodar is back. He's going to get a racket restrung after 3 hours and 39 minutes of action. Remember, this is the bottom half of the draw, so the likes of Ruud, Zverev, Rublev won today, Alex de Minaur, Jakub Menšík, Tommy Paul, Karen Khachanov still rolling around. Backhand long, sort of bunted that backhand.
Not the same start as the first set. Both players are not being precise with their footwork or with the shot so far.
Miss serve out wide from the Brazilian. This time Djokovic is up on the baseline, takes it early with the backhand, then retreats behind it, hits another backhand, places it, but it's long.
Can feel that the tension of the first set did fall a little bit.
Game points. First serve into the net. He sort of stares at that ball, Fonseca, as it's dumped into the net, and it's scooped up by the onrushing ball girl. Fonseca now serves up wide. Djokovic takes that very, very early.
Yeah. Takes it very early and hit it perfectly down the line. And surprise of João Fonseca, not quick enough to react behind his serve. Still a game point, though, for the Brazilian.
To get the first game and the second set on the board. It's a lovely serve down the tee. It's a short ball. It's hammered away. And there is that first game. Has the scoreboard lead for now.
Which he
premier jeu, deuxième manche.
Didn't know in the first set because he got broke right from the beginning.
Some more ice towels have been delivered to the court.
Yeah.
One each side. Just sort of taking their time, not using any excess energy. Just they'll get there when they get there. Mikkelsen serving first in the deciding set against Hodar after 3 hours 42. Svitolina with the early break 2-1 over Korpach. And on serve, Khachanov de Jong, 4-all first set. Serve down the tee, stretch on the backhand, just dribbles over, forehand cross court into the corner from Djokovic for the winner.
15-0.
That's the thing with Djokovic forehand, is he can go either flat down the line or go like he did on the last one, short cross court with a lot of spin in it.
Djokovic head down, bouncing away, 7 minutes shy of an hour on the match court. 7 seconds left on the shot clock. Up he goes, down it goes. Ace.
186 ace down the middle. not too fast, but just a laser down the middle.
Hoddle has a break point in the first game of the fifth set. The momentum well and truly with the Spaniard at the moment, remembering that Mickelson has had a medical timeout. Line will be checked. A decision will be made as Djokovic swings his backhand cross court. Backhand down the line, but Djokovic is missed, as did Mickelson. So Hoddle gets the break, and it's 30-15 in the second game of the second set here.
And first error number 8 on the backhand side for Novak Djokovic.
He's already getting the old clock down at the moment.
Yeah. Just 2 seconds away.
Premier service.
Turns around to the back of the court, takes another ball, begins the preparation, bouncing with the face of the racket, wiping his face with the shirt with the left hand. Now the bouncing of the ball. A long way back is Jean Fonseca with his wide stance and deep knee bend. Djokovic serves, kicks up. The backhand is lofted up into the air. It's brought down by Djokovic inside in. That's too good and too heavy for the Brazilian in its game points.
Yeah, on to guys.
Wasn't Jan Fonseca, was he your dark horse? He's someone's.
Yeah.
It's yours.
His.
Oh. Right.
I was able to pick him after his win. No.
Oh, yes,
a bit late.
Oh,
a
yes,
bit late.
Yes, because Artur Fies pulled
out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, okay. The hold to 15, very comfortable on the Djokovic serve. Oh, yes, we allowed that, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Along with the 20,000 euros prize.
No, there is no prize money that is coming from my bank account, which wouldn't be possible. I think if Marcus is paying for the team dinner, maybe he'll also donate to the prize fund.
We'll see.
Right, we're going to have a little change in the commentary box. The change in this second set, it's 1-1. João Fonseca. Serving towards the presidential tribune, reaches up into the air and slams it into the net. 4 singles matches for us to keep an eye on for you. Still plenty more action to come. Zverev in the night session, serve out wide. Djokovic didn't want the night session. Half volley off the shoelaces of Fonseca that hits the backhand line. Djokovic. You can hear him thundering the clay from the soles of his shoes. Now clearing the clay off the baseline, trying to figure out his position. He's going to step back and clear the clay again as someone walks past.
Asking someone. He's moving.
Oh, yeah. That person just really wasn't that bothered. They didn't even speed up while he was glaring at them.
Yeah, I would disappear right on the
spot.
Yeah,
I would just shrink to the ground, let alone running across. My gosh.
In front of Kofi Chatrier.
Oh, my word. That forehand of Fonseca. Yeah. You have to see it to believe it. When he catches it.
A whip of the forehand cross court. Oh. You need some more of those. But
serve down the tee. Djokovic wasn't really set for the return, but Fonseca pushes it too deep.
I feel like Fonseca doesn't have too many points in a row when he plays good, when he's being solid. There's always a miss that comes here and there that kind of breaks his rhythm, and he needs to find the rhythm where the machine is on, you know?
Yeah, he's lacking a little bit of consistency.
Yeah, a little bit. And of course, the main reason is Novak Djokovic, but
Djokovic standing inside the baseline, but nets off the return of serve. He's furious with himself.
Yeah, once again.
Having a little chat with the team.
Yeah.
8 points for Fonseca. Hoddle still going. Hoddle consolidated. Poor old Mickelson's not enjoying himself right now, though. After 3 hours and 48 minutes.
Just like Novak is asking his box to talk to him more.
See, you're Serbian good.
Radio Roland Garros.